وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، هذا كتاب شرح أصول السنة للإمام أحمد ابن حنبل محمد بن حنبل في العقيدة الإسلامية ومنهج أهل السنة والجماعة، وكتب الأسيس القديمة الأصيلة هي أساس كل الجديد يبنى على القديم. إذا كان في جديد نأخذ من هؤلاء السابقين ومعهم الأدلة، لا نتبع الإمام تقليداً إنما نتبعه على الكتاب والسنة فقه سلف الأمة، وهذا امتداد سنة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. كل شيء مضمون، كل شيء صحيح، الحمد لله. نعيش ونمشي ونقف على أرض صلبة من التوحيد والمنهج إن شاء الله. يقول مقدمة الشيخ ربيع بن هادي مدخلي الشارع: إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. فجاء أزواج كذا. أما بعد، فإن العقيدة الإسلامية التي جاءت بها الرسالات كلها هي منزلة عظيمة في الإسلام، إذ هي أصل الإسلام وهي مقياس صحيح الدين من فاسده. ما بها الرسالات وهي امتداد للرسالات، ونحن مسؤولون عن رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لسنا مسؤولون عن الرسالات السابقة، ونعرف أنها كلها أساسها التوحيد، ولكن الشرائع قد اختلفت. وربنا يسألنا عن الكتاب الذي أنزل والنبي الذي أرسل، فنهتم بهذا ونركز عليه، نؤمن بكل الكتب كل الرسل، ولكن نركز على القرآن العظيم وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم. الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the taslim upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and companions, he says, oh, inshallah ta'ala, at this present moment we began the explanation of the foundations of the sunnah of al-imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, this book that is a book of the correct creed, the sound creed, sound Islamic creed. And by the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi hafidahullah ta'ala, so the foundation of the Sunnah of Imam Ahmad is the foundation which laid out the minhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Shaykh hafidahullah ta'ala, or beloved Shaykh Hassan hafidahullah, he says, the old books that was written by the great scholars is the foundation of the contemporary and new books. Every new book has to be built upon that which it is found in the old books of Aqidah, of course with the Adillah, with the proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah. He says we do not blindly follow an Imam, but rather we follow the Imam in what he says with the Adillah, with the Adillah from the book and the Sunnah. And if we give precedence to this matter, following the Adillah, then inshallah ta'ala this is a continuation to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So therefore, if he wants to be upon the correct thing, if he wants the foundation to be solid and strong, then we have to follow that which the ancient books were upon, since they build what they have in their books upon the Dalil. He says in the Muqaddimah, in the introduction of this explanation by Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala, after praising Allah and asking His forgiveness and this and that, he said to proceed, indeed, the Islamic creed that all of the messages came with have a great importance in Islam, because it is the foundation of Islam and it is the correct scale to know that the person is upon the correct religion or his religion is corrupt. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, yes, because this what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought is continuation to what the previous prophets and messengers they brought from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But as for us, we're going to be asked by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala pertaining to the book that Allah was revealed to us and the prophet that he was sent to us, our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're not going to be asked about the previous prophets and messengers, nor are we going to be asked about their previous messages or their books. Na'am, we believe in the books and the prophets that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent, but rather we...
قبل التحريف. قبل التحريف.
Now, the Shaykh just added a very important condition. We believe in the books and the messages, but before they were distorted. Not those books that they were distorted and altered and changed, but those books that before alterations was applied to them. So therefore we actually focus. We believe in them, but we focus on the book that our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that its foundation is the Tawheed of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
قوله في هذا الفقرة السابقة على عقيدة وهي منزلة عظيمة في الإسلام اللي هي أصل الإسلام. والذي لم يعرف الأصل لا يعرف الدين. أكثر الناس لا يعرفون هذا. أكثر الناس المسلمين لا يعرفون هذا ولا يقرؤونه ولا يبحثوا به. كل يأخذ الدين بالتقليد للآباء والأجداد. ولا هو يأخذ من الأشياخ تقليدا لهم. لكن يأخذ الأصل لا من كتب يقرؤونه قليل إلا أمثالكم جزاكم الله خيرا. مقياس صحيح الدين بس هي المقياس يعني الميزان. بتاع الدين صحيح أو غير صحيح. ومن هنا أتم علماء الإسلام علماء السنة والجماعة ببيان هذه العقيدة وشرحها والدعوة إليها والذب عنها والدفاع عنها وألفوا في ذلك مؤلفات وضمنوا كثيرا منها في ثنايا المؤلفات يعني مؤلفات فيها عقيدة صرفة أو عقيدة مع غيرها بس إيه طبعا سبيل الشرح أو البيان ليست عقيدة إلا واحدة بس لا نزيد فيها ولا ننقص أركان الإيمان ست إجمال وتفصيل كتب فيها أهل العلم بالآيات والحديث ناقص لا نزيد ولا ننقص بالأصل لما الشرح ممكن يشرح للناس.
So the Shaykh said, Hafidahullah Ta'ala, he went to the same paragraph of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidahullah, the first paragraph. He says, when he says that the Aqidah, the sound creed, is the asal of the Islam, is the foundation that Islam is built upon, he says, Subhanallah, if this is the case, what about those who don't know their Aqidah? If this is the foundation of their religion, there are people, he says, and many of them, many, actually the majority of the people do not know this reality, that the Aqidah is the foundation of Islam. They don't search for it. They don't try their best to learn about the creed of Islam. They don't search for it. Rather, they take it blindly from the surrounding area that they're in, what the people are upon, from some of the mashayikh, they blindly follow some mashayikh. He says, as for those who really search for the proper aqidah and the correct aqidah from its proper sources, are few. Those who study in gatherings of knowledge, like you, for example, barakallahu fikum. The Shaykh says, so therefore the creed is the scale that you use. Based on how sound the creed, then the deen will be sound. And if the aqidah is corrupt, the religion will be corrupt as well. Then he went to continue reading the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala when he says, and from this you find that the scholars of Al-Islam, they give a great importance to this. The ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, by making clear this creed, by explaining it and calling the people to it, and by protecting it and defending it. And in this regard, they have compiled and written many, many books, many volumes, which comprise the aqidah and many points of aqidah in this volumes. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says,
they mention the Aqeedah, and they have different books of Aqeedah, different explanations of the points of Aqeedah, but keep in mind the Aqeedah is one. The Aqeedah of the Muslim is one, and a person should not add anything to it or take anything from it. For example, the same thing, the Arkan al-Islam, the pillars of Islam are six. You cannot add anything to them of Iman. No. The Arkan al-Iman, the pillars of Iman, they are six, for instance. The Shaykh gave an example. You do not add anything to them or take any away from them, but the ulama, they give explanations, alhamdulillah, to make this matter, which is very, very important for the religion of a Muslim, rather it is the foundation, to be clear.
وقد ألفت في ذلك الكتب الصغيرة أو الكبيرة من مؤلفات السنة لعبد الله بن أحمد في هذا المجال ابن الشيخ من الإمام أحمد ابنه عبد الله والسنة للخلال من أئمة السنة والشريعة الآجوري من أئمة السنة تعرف الأسماء دي تفرح بها أو قرأت كتاب لها تقول هذا سلفي وشرح تونس اعتقاد أن السنة لا لكائي والإبانتين الصغرى والكبرى للنبطة وغير ذلك المؤلفات التي تمت بالعقيدة لعلم هؤلاء الأجلاء منزلتها ومكانتها وأنا منحرف في شيء منها أو في أصل من أصولها على خطر لينحرف عنها ويسيب أشياء ويحط أشياء من عنده ويضع أشياء وينسى أشياء ما لا يذكرها لا يبقى أنا علم ناقص يبقى إيمان ناقص خطأ قد يكون بذلك انحراف كفرا قد يكون بدعة وضلالة قد يكون من حلب الإنسان على هذا الطريق قد يصل إلى حاجات خطيرة من غضب الله عليه إن هو لم يرجع والآية تقول فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة ثم عذاب أليم قال فتنة الشرك شرك يعني إزاي شرك الطاعة يسمع كلام ناس ليس بدليل أطاع الناس وخالف النص ما مشى وراءهم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما دخل عليه عدي بن حاتم يقول اتخذوا أحبارهم في قراءة الآية اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله قال ابن حاتم عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه بأن أسلم بعد ذلك ما عبدناهم قالوا أليسوا يحلون الحرام فتحلونه حرموا الحلال فتحرمونه قال بتلك عبادتكم تسيب طاعة الله والرسول تمشي وطاعة الناس التانيين حتى ولديك حتى ولدك أبوك وأمك لا تطعهما في المخالفة
الشيخ حفظه تعالى he continued by reading the explanation of our beloved Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi المدخلي حفظه الله He says, and these books, actually books, small books and big volumes, they were compiled and written in making clear the foundation of the Sunnah, which is the correct creed that every Muslim should be upon. And then he began to give some examples of this of these books, like the book of a Sunnah, of Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Ahmed. He says he's the Imam, the son of Imam Ahmad, Al-Sunnah of Al-Khalal, Imam from A'immat Al-Sunnah, Al-Sharia of Al-Ajurri, Imam from the A'immat of the A'immah of the Sunnah, Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahl Al-Sunnah, Lalikai, Al-Ibanatain Ibn Batta. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh our beloved Shaykh Hassan, says, SubhanAllah, you hear these names when you see them and you bring joy to your hearts. Just by reading these names and hearing these names, that bring joy to your hearts. And that's one thing. The second benefit, you know that the writer of this book is a Salafi upon the way of the Salaf. Because he brings the asma of the people of the Salaf. The Shaykh Hafizahullah, he says, because through them, through what they have left for us, this correct aqidah, alhamdulillah, many of us, we are saved from dalal and from misguidance. Shaykh Rabi' Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he says, and many other, these are only some examples. These many books, they have that shed the light on the importance of the creed. So because of the knowledge of these great scholars, of the importance and the makana and the status of the aqidah, and the one who deviates from it completely, or any
in any details of it or any a foundation from its foundation, he's upon a great danger. That person is upon a great danger. He says, how is that? A person will act upon something that is not a part of this aqidah, and he be upon, subject himself to a great danger, to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, warn those who oppose his command, meaning the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a fitna will afflict them, or a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says the fitna here, this trial and tribulation, is shirk, the shirk of obedience. How you understand this? They obey people instead to obey Allah. They obey people without a dalil, without a proof, in opposition to the text that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned the example of Adi ibn Hatim, when he heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting the ayats that the Jews and the Christians, they took their rabbis and their priests as gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says he was a kafir. He says, no, we didn't worship them. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he made clear to him how they worshiped them. He said, didn't they make lawful for you what Allah has made unlawful, and you follow them in that? And they made unlawful for you what Allah made lawful, and you follow them in that? That's how you worship them. So the Shaykh said, these are people, they obey others in a manner that leads to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, do not do this. Do not, even if the person who is in question is your father or your mother. And then he continued by saying that Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he says, this deviation that certain people, they find themselves on, if they do not follow some of the aspects of this aqidah, or some of the usul and the fundamentals on it, it may lead them to disbelief, wal-iyadu billah, or it may be on a type of a bid'ah, innovation and misguidance, and it may be this or it may be that.
من هنا يجب على طلاب العلم أن يهتموا بدراسة هذه العقيدة والأصول التي قامت عليها. طلاب العلم لازم أن تكون طالب علم، يا عالم يا متعلم، ولماذا يكون بعد ذلك الجهل والضياع؟ فلازم تكون عالم أو متعلم. إن تكون عالم متعلم، طلاب العلم أمثالكم أمثالنا يتم درس هذه العقيدة والأصول التي قامت عليها، لا بد أن يدرسوها وهي ميسرة إن شاء الله. ولعلكم تعلمون أيضا أن البخاري قد أورد في صحيحه كتاب الإيمان، كتاب الاعتصام، كتاب التوحيد، هذه كلها عناية بالعقيدة وأصول الإسلام. كذلك أبو داود في كتاب السنة، من كتاب السنة في آخر الكتاب، مربي السنة العقيدة والمنهج. ومسلم العقيدة والمنهج. العقيدة أركان الإيمان، إجمال والتفصيل. أن تؤمن بالله، كل واحد يؤمن بالله، والنصراني واليهود يقول لك الله خلق، الله رزاق، الله خلقنا، الله يدبر الكون، ولكنه يكفر بالتوحيد فلا يخلص الدين لله، لا يوحد ربه التوحيد الذي جاء في القرآن والسنة. فيعترف بأن الله خالق ورزاق، ولكنه لا يعترف به إلها لا أحد غيره سبحانه وتعالى، معبود بحق إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى، لا يؤمن بذلك اليهودي والنصراني. والمرب السنة هنا العقيدة، السنة العقيدة ومن العقيدة. والمنهج أن تعرف أنك في معتزلة مسلمين ومنحرفين، في خوارج مسلمين ومنحرفين، فيها مرجئة مسلمين منحرفين، في قدرية مسلمين منحرفين، ومن تفرع منهم. مع من أنت؟ أنت معتزلي ولا خارجي ولا مرجئ ولا قدري؟ قل لي. لا، أنا مع أهل السنة، لست مع هذا ولا هذا، أنا مع السنة، مع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
الله أكبر. So the Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he continued reading, and the Shaykh Rabi' Habib Ta'ala, as the Shaykh, he reads the statement of our noble Shaykh Rabi' Habib Allah, and he gave a comment, alhamdulillah, and he gave some additions, jazakallahu khairan. He says, so from this, it is incumbent upon the students of knowledge to give a great importance in studying this creed, the aqidah, and the foundations that it is established upon. The Sheikh says, "Nah, you gotta choose what category you find yourself in. Whether you be a scholar who has knowledge or somebody who's learning. After these two is ignorance and lost. Ain't no other thing. Whether you be a alim or someone who's still learning." He says, so therefore it is very important for us, the students of knowledge, like you and myself, the Sheikh, he says that we give much importance to this creed and we study it. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made it easy for us these days to get hands on the things that will help us to study and understand correctly the proper creed. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, and perhaps you have knowledge also that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahu ta'ala has mentioned and included his Sahih, Kitab al-Iman, the chapter of Iman, the chapter of I'tisam, holding firm to the Book and Sunnah, the chapter of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. All of these chapters, they show clearly the importance of the Aqidah and the foundations of Islam. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala continued, likewise Abu Dawood in his Book As-Sunnah, from his book The Sunan of Abu Dawood in the end of his book. And then Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, and what is intended by Sunnah here is the creed and the minhaj and the methodology. And then the Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he elaborates on these two terms, the creed and the methodology. He says the creed is which consists of the pillars of Iman and the pillars of Islam. He says, because it's not enough to just person believe that Allah is the creator, Allah is the disposer of affairs, Allah sustain and maintain his creatures. Even the Christians, they believe in this. If you ask a Christian, he will say, yes, Allah creates and this and that. But their problem is, they do not single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship by having worship purely and sincerely for him alone. Because no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So therefore, it's not enough for a person just to recognize that Allah is the creator, the provider, the sustainer, the disposer of affairs, unless and until they devote all actions of worship purely and sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And as for the minhaj, how do you understand the minhaj, the methodology, why and how important the minhaj in for you, a Muslim? Because there is Mu'tazila. There is a deviant sect, they're called Mu'tazila. They're Muslims, but they deviate and they deviant. Like the other sect, Khawarij, Muslims, but they deviant Muslims. The Murji'ah, another group, they're Muslims, but they deviant. Another group, the Qadariyah, they're Muslims, yet also they deviant. And you add to this group, main groups, whatever branches out from them. From the sects and the groups of innovations and innovators. Now the Sheikh says, after we mentioned this, which group are you with? Huh? Are you Khariji? Are you Mu'tazili with Mu'tazila? Or you tell me you're upon the way of the Murji'ah or the Qadariyah? La. You got to be upon the Sunnah. You need to know clearly who you're with. You got to be with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You cannot be with this person, but rather you have to be with the Sunnah upon the understanding of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim.
وفي البخاري ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أمورا عن الخوارج فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يعقر أحدكم صلاته إلى صلاته يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حناجره يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية يعني يقرؤون القرآن كثير ولكن لا يفقهون يمرقون من الدين يقتلون المسلمين يقوم بقتل المسلمين كما قتلوا ودخلوا في مقتل عثمان رضي الله عنه وقتلوا علي رضي الله عنه قتلوا كثير من المسلمين ولو يصلوا ويصوموا وعندهم عبادات ولكنهم يمرقون من الدين لعدم فقههم وانحرافهم عن فهم السلف الصالح.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he said, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahu ta'ala in his book mentioned narrations, brought narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a lot about the Khawarij, this deviant group, the Khawarij. From that, he says to the companions, one of you will belittle his salat to their salat, and his recitation, your recitation to theirs. But they recite the Quran, the Khawarij, a lot, but it doesn't pass their throat. And they pass and exit the deen the same way the arrow passed through the prey. The Shaykh, he says, the Khawarij, they were known with this. They read a lot of Quran, but without clear and correct understanding. Since they didn't have the correct understanding of the Sahaba, they killed Muslims. Now, that's what led them to kill Muslims. Their corrupt understanding of the text of the Quran. Naam, they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. They killed Ali radiallahu anhu. And they killed, the Khawarij killed many of the Muslims. Keep in mind now, these people who are talking about the Khawarij, they pray, ahwan, they perform prayers, they fast, they have actions of worship. But where did they go wrong? Now they didn't have the correct understanding. They deviated away from the correct understanding of the Salaf al-Salih.
وَلَا تَعْجَبْ يَا أَخِي فَإِنَّ فِيهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ طَرِيقِهِمْ بَعْضِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي بَعْضِ بِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِ قَتَلُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَبْرِيَاءِ وَيَقُولُونَ أَنَّ كُلُّ مَنْ يَتَعَاوَنَ مَعَ الدَّوْلَةِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فقتلوا ضعاف من الرجال والنساء والأطفال في بلاد الإسلام مسلمون قتلوهم من هؤلاء الخوارج.
He says, now don't be amazed at what we're saying here. Now, until this time, there are people who are still emulating the example of the Khawarij, following their footsteps. Now, in some of the Muslim lands and the Muslim countries, there are people who follow in the same way of the Khawarij of then. And they kill many of the Muslims. They kill many of the innocent Muslims. They say, for instance, the Khawarij, they says, anyone who works for the government or the like, he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever, wal-iyadu billah. And this is how they make lawful the blood of the Muslims.
Because the governors are kafir.
Aina, the Shaykh, he just added, he says, because they deem the government in that Muslim country to be disbelievers.
Muslim, كتاب الإيمان يلتقي مع هذه الكتابات في العقيدة لأهميتها. ابن بخاري كتب في العقيدة أبوابا، أبو داود في كتاب السنة، ومسلم كتاب الإيمان. كل هؤلاء الأئمة كتبوا في العقيدة لأهميتها. ومن الرسائل المختصرة التي ألفت لبيان العقيدة هذا الكتاب الذي ألفه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله من أهل السنة والجماعة، ذلك الإمام الجبل العظيم، جبل ليه؟ لأنه قوي أو ثابت في العلم، يعني في علم الدين، جبل، هو جبل كالجبل ثابت وقوي العظيم، جبل السنة والإيمان والزهد، إيمان وزهد وسنة وورع، الذي كان مقياسا ومحنة يتميز به الحق والسنة من البدع والضلال. ما مقياس؟ يعني هو مقياس المؤمنين، إمام يمشون وراءه على الكتاب والسنة، لا تقليدا لكن اتباعا. ومحنة، امتحان، هل تحب أحمد أو تكرهه؟ امتحنت في ذلك. فالمؤمن يحبه لأن دافع عن السنة، وقف كالجبل الشامخ في سبيل الدفاع عن السنة، على الحق والسنة من أهل البدعة. تعرف نفسك من أهل السنة إذا أحببت الإمام أحمد وقلت الحق عنه، وإذا كان يكرهه فمن أهل البدعة، لأن الإمام أحمد حياته كلها دفاع عن السنة وعن الدين.
إن الشيخ حفظه تعالى يساز. Imam Muslim also in his, he has a book of al-Iman, which he agreed with what the other a'imma has mentioned in their books as pertaining to the importance of the creed, the Islamic creed. The Shaykh Hafiz al-Ta'ala, so Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has chapters on aqidah in his sahih. Imam Abu Dawood, he has the chapter of sunnah in his sunan. And Imam Muslim, he has the book of Iman in his sahih. Shaykh Rabi' Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he says, and from the books, summarized books that were compiled to make clear the correct creed, an Islamic creed, this book, This book we have meaning the foundation of the Sunnah. That was written by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That Imam, he resembles a great mountain. The Shaykh Hassan Hafata'ala, he says, Shaykh Rabi' said that he resembles a great mountain. He is a great mountain because he was thabit, he was strong and firm in knowledge and upon the Sunnah. Because a mountain is firm on earth and strong. Likewise, Imam Ahmad, he was a mountain in the Sunnah, firm upon the Sunnah, strong upon the Sunnah. As Shaykh Rabi' says, Jabal al-Sunnah. He is a mountain when he comes to apply the Sunnah. An iman, zuhud, wara, living matters, even they may be permissible, but he living for the sake of Allah. He says, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was actually an example, a test that distinguished between the people of the truth, the people of Sunnah, from the people of innovation and misguidance. The Shaykh Hassan Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, yes, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, what make him in this position? A mountain upon the Sunnah, a mountain in Iman, actually an example that the people they use, because he was firm upon the Sunnah. So much so, he says that if somebody love him, that's an indication that person love the Sunnah. If somebody hate Imam Ahmad, that's an indication that person is upon bid'ah and innovation. He says, we're saying this and we're not blindly following Imam Ahmad, but rather Imam Ahmad establish the points based on the proof, based on the adilla. So therefore, he is a test for the people. نعم.
هذا كتيب في 95 أو 94 أو 93 صفحة. هو مشترح من غير الشرح حوالي 20 صفحة. ألا تقرأه وتعلم منه؟ هذا صعب. إذا كان شيء صعب عليك تقرأ بالشرح. كتاب بالشرح أقل من 100 صفحة. يعني 94 صفحة. المتن نفسه اللي هو أصل الكتاب أحمد محمد رحمه الله 20 صفحة تقريبا. فهذا بسيط سهل، كما تقرأ كتابا في علمك، كما تنظر في أي عمل من الأعمال يأخذ منك وقت. ولكن المسلمون يتقاعسون عن العلم، لذلك وصلوا إلى هذا التفرق في الدين.
الشيخ حفظه تعالى he continued by saying, This little book that we are trying now to get some benefit from and we're reading for you, it's some 95, 93, 94 pages with the explanation actually, with the explanation of Shaykh Rabi'. But just the book of Imam Ahmad, the foundation of the Sunnah, it's some 20 pages only. Don't you have time to read 20 pages? Is it difficult for you really to read a book 94 or 95 pages, less than 100 pages? No doubt this is very easy indeed, that you read this book. This book that will enable you to learn the foundation of your religion. This book that contains mountains of knowledge. The Shaykh Harutahala, he says, SubhanAllah, you be doing other things with your time. Don't you read other books in your specialties, whatever degree you want to achieve, you read many books. A job that you do for your livelihood in the dunya take a lot of time from you. But when it comes to learning or reading a book that teaches about religion, all of a sudden you find many people are lazy. And that's what brings about division amongst the Muslims.
كان أحمد رحمه الله محنة امتحان الذي ينال منه يدل على ضلاله. يتكلم عليه بالسوء يبقى رجل ضلالي. ما هو سني. على الحقيقة. وخبثي. ضلال وخبث وشر الذي يتكلم بالسوء الإمام أحمد، لأنه كان مجاهدا ما تكلم إلا بالحق، وعذب وأوذي في سبيل نشر الدين ورفع لواء الإسلام. فكيف تبه الناس بعض الناس الجهال ولا يأخذ بكلامه؟ والذي يعظمه ويقدره ويقدره كان يعلم، كان يعلم الناس أنه من أهل السنة، لأنه ما يعظم ويبجل أحمد غيره إلا من أجل هذه السنة. عظموا لي لأن ما نسون ليس شيخ طريقة ليس شيخ طريقة عشان نقدسه ونسمع كلامه صح وخطأ لا إنما هذا لأنه قام بالدفاع عن أصول الدين وضحى بسبيل ذلك بالغالي والنفيس وقال إيه ولا نبل أحمد وثبته وتبوأ هذه المكانة وغير كالشافعي ومالك والأوزاعي غفر الله لهم وغيرهم ما لبلوا ولبهوا في الأمة وعظموا فيها إلا تمسكهم بالسنة باحترامهم لها ودعوتهم إليها وذبهم على دفاعهم عنها.
And the Shaykh, حفظه الله تعالى, he read that Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى, he says, Imam Ahmad, he was a test for the people. That is the one who talked bad about Imam Ahmad. That is an indication and a proof that that person is misguided and he's a wicked and evil person. The Shaykh, he explained, he says, why? Because Imam Ahmad, رحمه الله تعالى, he was a mujahid. He strove his entire life to preserve this, to protect the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to make sure that the people be upon the truth. The Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he always speak upon with the truth. He always speak the truth. He was tortured and he was put into jail many times and tortures many times in defense of the truth and in the sunnah. So how a person like this really can a person abuse him or talk bad about him and the like, unless if they are people of evil, indeed. Then the Shaykh Hafidh Ta'ala, he continued to read the statement of Imam Shaykh Rabi'. He says, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidh Ta'ala, he says, the one who respect Imam Ahmad and know his position and talk good about him, why? Because he knows that this Imam, Imam Ahmad, it was from the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah. The person respect Imam Ahmad and give him the makana and a position he deserved, or other than Imam Ahmad, for what reasons? For one thing, for the sunnah, he says. Naam. He said, this is why Imam Ahmad is mentioned in this way, and he's praised, and the Shaykh Rabi' is commanding the people to respect this Imam and the like of him, because he is a person upon the sunnah. Not the case for the Shaykh of some way and some Sufi tariqah that the people will listen to him regardless if he's right or he's wrong. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. Rather, Imam Ahmad rahimahu ta'ala, he sacrificed his life and many years in defending the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shaykh Rabi' rahimahu ta'ala, he says, this the secret behind what Imam Ahmad has achieved and this great makana that he has in the hearts of the Muslims and other than him, like the Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Malik al-Awza'i, and other than them, why they get all this? Why they famous amongst the Ummah? Why the Ummah of the Muslim, they respect them? Because they were holding firm to the Sunnah. Because they have respect for the Sunnah. Because they spend their life calling to the Sunnah and defending the Sunnah.
فاعرفوا قدر السنة واعرفوا أهلها وقدرهم والزموا غرزهم خليكم عام امسكوا بهم امشوا وراءهم بالحق وترسموا خطاهم وخطى وإنهم والله كانوا على هدى مستقيم على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى طريقة الصحابة الكرام وعلى رأسهم خلفاء الراشدون.
And then the Shaykh Hafidh Ta'ala, he read the statement of Shaykh Rabi'. He says, so therefore, you should learn and know the value of the Sunnah, the position and the status of the Sunnah. And likewise, you should know and learn the value and the right position of the people of Sunnah and follow their ways and follow their example. The Shaykh, he says, that which they left for us, this treasure, we should learn it, understand it correctly, and act upon it, put it to practice. Shaykh Rabi'ah says, indeed, by Allah, they were upon a straight path, the path of the Book of Allah, and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, upon the way of the noble companions, and at the head of them, the rightly guided Khalifa, Ridwanullahi Alayhi.
Hello. فعليكم بهذا، ادرسوا هذا الكتيب الصغير الذي لعلنا نمر عليه بسرعة، لأن هذا نظام الدورات عندهم دورات في السعودية ما ينبغي فيها التوسع. طلاب علم يعني عاوزين إيه؟ يفهموهم فكرة عامة وركزوا عليهم وهم يقرؤون بعد ذلك، والمرور عليها يكفينا إن شاء الله مع بعض الملاحظات حسب المستطاع.
So the Sheikh Hamid al-Ta'ala, he says, this book here we're talking about, the foundation of the Sunnah, is a very important book. We advise all of you to study it thoroughly and understand it and apply it. He says that we're not going to bring everything, but inshallah ta'ala we're going to pass brush on this book, inshallah ta'ala, because in the like of a gathering like this, we don't have a lot of time. And it's not like when you have a regular class and you have the students coming every day, every week, for months. No, this is, we have a, like, we're limited with the time. But what we're going to do, we're going to mention some points very important, bring you some comments, and you will do the homework. You will do your homework and expand by reading this book and the explanation, inshallah ta'ala.
أسأل الله أن يوفقنا في ديني ويثبتنا على صراط المستقيم ونجنبنا وإياكم سبل الهوى والضلال وننفعنا بهذا الكتاب وغيره من كتب الإسلام ولا سيما كتب العقيدة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
الشيخ السادة يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to grant us firmness upon the deen, you and us. And may Allah grant us the correct understanding of the religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be firm upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be upon the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and make it easy for us and protect us from falling into the paths of innovations and misguidance and corruption. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to read and to study and to give great importance to the like of this book and other books that explains the creed of the Muslim and the foundation of his religion.
يقول أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله في هذا الكتاب كتاب أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلافا لأهل البدع، فإنما يتبعون أهواءهم. يعني لا نسير وراء أهل البدع، نسير وراء الصحابة. ربنا بيقول في القرآن سورة البقرة فإن آمنوا مثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنهم في شقاق، إنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. يعني هذا يقول ربنا في الآية بحض الناس أن يسيروا خلف الصحابة في هديهم الذي أخذوه من الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، وإن تولوا أعرضوا في شقاق يتفرقون يتشققون. فسيكفيكهم الله. الله يكفيك شر هؤلاء المتفرقين وتنجو بدينك الصحيح. هو السميع العليم.
الشيخ تعالى he says, Imam Ahmad رحمه وتعالى, he began his book by saying, the foundation of the Sunnah with us is holding firm to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were upon. Shaykh Rabih ta'ala, he says, and this is in opposition to the way of the people of innovations, because they follow their desires. Our beloved Shaykh Hassan ta'ala, his comment and explanation, he says, Naam, you follow the way of the companions, and you do not follow the way of the innovators and the people of innovation. Rather, we follow and emulate the example of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them in the book. From that, Allah says, if they believe exactly in that which you believe in, they will be rightly guided. But if they turn away from that which you were upon, that will cause them to divide and split their ranks. Allah will suffice you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh of ta'ala, he says in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inciting the believers to follow the guidance of the Sahaba. That which the Sahaba, radwan alayhim, they were upon. They take from that which they take, because the Sahaba, they took from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they are upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what if the Shaykh said, what if certain people, they oppose this? That will lead them to division and chaos. But if you hold on firm to what the Sahaba were upon, Allah will suffice you and protect you from this. And you will be saved. And you will save your religion as well.
فيقول أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلافا لأهل البدع فإنما يتبعون أهواءهم ويعتمدون على عقولهم الفاسدة يستعمل عقل قياس يترك النص ويمشي وراء العقل أو يزعمون أنهم يعتمدون على لغة العرب الذين يعرفون اللغة العربية يتلاعبوا بها يجيبوا معاني غير معاني القرآن يفسرون اللغة بتفاسير مخالفة لتفسير الآيات فيفتنون الناس أو غيرها من القياسات الفاسدة.
الشيخ تعالى he continues saying, and the Shaykh Rabih تعالى he says, as for the people who oppose the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, the people of desires and innovations, they rely on their intellects, their corrupt understanding, and they claim by doing so that they're using the language of the Arabs or other than that from the corrupt analogies. The Shaykh ta'ala, he says, these are people, they leave off, they forsake the text, they reject the clear text, and they follow their intellects, aliyadu billah. And one of the tricks that they use, and it's they use the Arabic language by giving different meanings to that ayah that is other than the true meaning of it, or a hadith. And by doing this, using the Arabic language and their eloquence and the like, they cause the people who don't have knowledge of this correct aqidah, they cause them to fall into a great trial and fitna.
أما الإمام أحمد ومن سلفه من الصحابة والتابعين وأئمة الإسلام فإن الذين الدين الذي يتمسكون به هو كتاب الله سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا سيما في مجال العقيدة فهم لا يخرجون عن ذلك إن شاء الله يخرجون عن ذلك إن شاء الله وفي ذلك الهدى المستقيم لأن الدعاء قيل ثوابت لا يخرجون عن الثوابت أبدا.
Shaykh ta'ala, he read that as Shaykh Rabih ta'ala says, as for Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and those who preceded him, especially the companions of the Prophet sallam and the tabi'een and the a'imma of Islam, the religion that they hold on firm to is that of the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in this field of the creed. They do not go to the right nor to the left when it comes to the application of the correct aqidah, inshallah. He says, and by doing this, they are upon the correct path, the path that is straight and upright. The Sheikh Hafidh Ali says, why? Because the Aqidah is firm. The Aqidah has guidelines that they are firm and cannot be changed.
وَالِاقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ الْاقْتِدَاءُ بِأَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني هم قدوة يعملون مثله وهم القدوة وهم الأسوة ويشير إلى حديث عليكم بسنتي أسوة عليه يأخذون عنه ويسمعون كلامهم ويتأسون بهم يعني يعملون مثل ما يعملون بالأجلة من الكتاب والسنة هم الأسوة ويشير إلى الحديث عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور.
Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, after saying that from the foundation of the Sunnah that a person holds firm to that which the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon, Imam Ahmad says, وَالْإِقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ, taking them and their way as a model to be followed. Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ali says, الْإِقْتِدَاء of the with the messenger of, with the companions of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the example for us, they are the role model for us. The Shaykh said, how you do this? By taking from them, listening to their speech, and follow their way in the religion by understanding the correct adillah. Shaykh Rabi' says, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, by giving this description here, he's pointing out to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Bite on it with your molar teeth and beware of the newly invented matters.
وكذلك حديث الفرقة الناجية حينما أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذه الأمة ستفترق إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى امتحن أمة الإسلام بالتفرق إلى 73 فرقة ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب وجعلهم يمتحنون بهذا قضاء كوني لا مناص منه. عاوز واحد المسلمين وحدهم على إيه؟ على الفرقة النازية بس. معتزلي وأشعري كذا يجتمعون؟ لا. صوفي؟ لا. يجتمع كل سني، كله على السني. يترك اعتزال، ليب اعتزال، سيب الخوارج، سيب القدرية، سيب المرجئة، وكلامهم وأهواؤهم وأخطاؤهم مخالفاتهم. وعليك بالسنة طريق واحد بس، تتحد الأمة. لا تتحد الأمة إلا تحت لواء الكتاب والسنة، فقه سلف الأمة. كلهم نار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
الشيخ حفظه تعالى, he says, الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى, he says, likewise the hadith, the other narration that related the saved sects, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that this ummah will split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire, except for one. They say, which one? He says, those who hold on to that which I am upon and my companions. Our beloved Shaykh Hassan Hafidh Ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested this ummah, the ummah of Islam, that they will split. Why? So that Allah will distinguish the pure ones from the filthy ones, those who are upon the truth and those who are upon the path of falsehood. Naam, and this is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qada kawni, that is destinative. There is no escape in this one. He said, some people, they want to unify the Muslims, but the only thing they're going to unify the Muslims if they call to that which this saved sect were upon. As for bringing together a Sufi, Mu'tazili, Khariji, Sunni, Qadari, Murji'i, these are beside the Sunni, these are names of people who are upon the methodology of deviant sects, the Mu'tazila, Sufiya, Khawarij, Qadariya, Murji'i, and the like. He says, no, the Sunni cannot unify with these people. Can't do this. He's not going to bring strength and unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Ummah. He says, rather you should leave and forsake all of these people, who they follow their desires, and they oppose the fahm and the understanding of the Sahaba عليهم, and they follow their desires, you leave them alone. The only way and things that will bring the people together is the Sunnah, because the Sunnah has only one path, not many shortcuts and paths. The Sunnah have only one path. What's going to unify the Muslims, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they all give much importance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they apply it in their lives with the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah.
ثم قال أيضا في حديث آخر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك, يعني السريعة واضحة بيضاء ليس فيها غموض وليس فيها صعوبة, ليلة وكنهارها واضحة لا فيها لف ولا دوران, هي صريحة لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك, أي لا يخالفها ويهرب منها أو يتركها إلا هالك.
Then the Shaykh, he read the statement of Shaykh Rabi'ah ibn Ta'ala when he brought another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, I have left you upon the white path. Its nights resemble its days. Anyone who deviates away from it, except that he will be destroyed. The Shaykh ibn Ta'ala, he says, this legislation of Al-Islam is clear. That which the Prophet ﷺ have left for us is clear. There is no ambiguity on it. It is not difficult to understand, nor it is difficult to apply. There is no left wa dawran, meaning it is straight to the point. You cannot go from this way and come down, go up, like we say for better terms. No, it is straight, walhamdulillah, that which the Prophet ﷺ has left us upon.
في مكان قالوا لي أخبروني وقت الصلاة يقولوا وقت الصلاة نعم عارف
أختم إن شاء الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا, بارك الله فيكم, شكر الله لكم. عندنا عمل آخر يخبر الله من مكتبتنا الإيمان, إن شاء الله فرصة أيام قليلة تحضروا كلكم إن شاء الله وتجيبوا كمان ناس تانيين يقعدوا برا لحد ما يطلع الشارع عشان المسلمين يكثرون ويعزون ويغتنون. فبارك الله جزاك الله خير, بشرى لكم, وجوه نظرة متفتحة, قلوب متفتحة إن شاء الله تسمع الخير والسنة فقه سلف الأمة. هذا من آيات الله, ما كنا نتصور في هذه البلاد كل هذه الجموع العظيمة دي. فجزاكم الله خيرا, جزاكم الله فضلا, ثبتكم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
The Sheikh, I'm going to translate to you, this is good إن شاء الله. The Sheikh, he says, we're going to stop here because he has another obligation, the Shaykh. So after this, after the Salat, he has another obligation. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallahu khairan. He says, but hey, we incite you to keep coming for these classes, Barakallahu feekum. This beautiful gathering, these beautiful faces. Alhamdulillah, he says, the number is beautiful. He says, we want you to bring more for the next class in a manner that the person who come late, he won't find a place in the masjid. He will sit in a parking lot. And inshallah, he says, those who came a little bit later, they will sit on the sidewalk, right over there on the street. He says, we want this to happen. But because if you come and continue to come and learn the sunnah, the proper aqidah, that will bring light to your hearts and to your faces. He says, and we would love to see these beautiful faces coming, alhamdulillah, leaving off whatever they have from their life and to come to listen with us, along all of us, we're listening to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, subhanAllah, I never imagined to come and sit in front of all these numbers, all of these beautiful faces. He says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, especially in this land here, he says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us firmness upon the sunnah. Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
وانصحوا عشان دي كلمة مهمة.
اي تفضل.
وانصحوا نفسي واخواني. ان سألك واحد من اهل البلد, ما هذه الجموع؟ ماذا تقصدون؟ الى ماذا تترون؟ ما هدفكم من ذلك؟ لا, نحن لسنا خوارج. نحن اهل سنة. نقرأ كتاب والسنة ونعمل في أنفسنا وزوجتنا وأولادنا ونرفع لواء الإسلام دون مظاهرات ولا ثورات ولا تخريبات ولا قتل. نحن ناس أمان, أهل أمان وأهل ثقة, تعرف الدين الصحيح لا يدعو إلى هذه الأشياء التي قام بها الخوارج كابن لادن وغيره, خربوا البلاد سبب الخراب النادر وأمثاله خوارج, هكذا قال أهل العلم. فنحن لسنا معهم بأي حال من الأحوال.
The Sheikh Ta'ala, he says, he said to me, we're going to give a very important advice, and indeed it's very important. He said, I advise myself and you, brothers, and also there is other sisters over there, Alhamdulillah, Zahumullah Khairan. He says, somebody, man, from the people that live in this land, non-Muslims, he may see all these cars in here, and people coming in numbers, Alhamdulillah, and he may say, what's going on over there? It's people gathering doing what? And they be wonder. Now, explain to them, tell them, don't have to worry about us, man, we're practicing the correct Islam. We're not upon the way of the Khawarij, those who kill people, destroy properties, and cause harm to innocent people. Now, we learn our religion. This religion that came to us for the creator of the heavens and the earth. This religion that teach us to be good, purify our hearts and polish our souls and the like. This the religion that teach us how to be a good husbands, a good fathers, a good sons and daughters, a good neighbors, a good co-workers and the like, a good citizen, meaning a good member in the community and in the society. Naam, we're not about destroying properties. We're not about killing people. We are people of the truth. And we are people of truthfulness because we get all of these good qualities from our beautiful religion. As for what you guys hear about some Muslim destroying, killing, bombing and all this, like the Khawarij and like what Bin Laden and his followers they do, we got nothing to do with those people. We free ourselves from their actions, and the pure Islam and the correct Islam as well is free from this action, and we're now with them.
بمعنى اجتماعنا هذا لمصلحة الإسلام ولمصلحة هذه البلاد.
And you tell them, we're gathering here for the purpose of our religion and for the benefit of this country. Now, by practicing the correct Islam, these communities will benefit as well. Amen. Jazakum Allah khairan, Shaykhna, wa barakallahu feekum, wa ahsan Allahu ilaykum. And barakallahu feekum ala husni insatikum, barakallahu feekum.